I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I tell you what, we are proud members because they just are doing so many good things at techpodcast.com. You need to go check out the website right here. Go check it out, see what's happening. There's a lot of good tech shows that have many different types of emphases, if that's the way you would pronounce that, probably not. But we enjoy being part of the network, and they've got a lot of good stuff going on, and more to come. There's some secret things that are happening that I can't tell you about, but it's going to be fun. Ha ha! Okay, let's see. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we have a new sponsor here on the netcast, and that is Citrix. Citrix Systems go-to meeting. Now, I work with Citrix every day. I'm a Citrix administrator at High Point Regional here in High Point, North Carolina, and also work with VMware. But Citrix has a lot of different things going on, and one of the things they have is GoToMeeting. Now, you probably heard of GoToMeeting before, but you haven't really thought about it quite the way you should, because a lot of you have businesses of all different sizes, small, medium, large, but I tell you what, all of you need to have meetings with people in the far-flung regions of our world. And it's tough getting on a plane or getting in a car and traveling and dealing with hotels and all that kind of mess, when in fact, all you got to do is get the hook up to GoToMeeting, use that, and then you don't have to travel all over the place. You know, you should only travel when you really want to, not because you got to do a meeting, okay? So, GoToMeeting is your solution. And we have a link that I'm going to put right here, and I'm also going to put it in the show notes, and I'm going to tweet it out on the tweet thing, which of course would be twitter.com/DrBillBailey, DrBillBailey. Yes. So I'll put it on there as well. But if you click through that link, then you will be able to get a free trial of GoToMeeting. And that's awesome. You ought to take advantage of that. Just saying. Other things I want to mention is go to the website, click on all the different things we have there. Some of you have been doing that, and I appreciate it. Yes, I do. So let's go into the blog. The blog, of course, being Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the blog, which is at drbill.cc. Had to think a minute. Got to think about that. drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon. I shouldn't have any problems with that, but it just somehow I got confused, which does happen sometimes. Anyway, at drbill.cc, the blog, you will find many interesting things, some of which we're going to talk about right now. First of all, last time we had a netcast, just passed, I talked about the fact that the Apple iPhone was tracking you. And I said at the time that Apple was going to turn around and say, the Droid does it too. Nah, 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 nah. Well, guess what? They did. The Droid X and the other Droid phones, according to Apple, also track you. Yes. Well, I said they would say that, and they did, in fact, say that. We'll see whether that's really the case. I kind of am not sure I totally believe them, but that's just because Apple sometimes, to me, is a little bit like Microsoft, the evil empire, with Steve Jobs as the emperor. It's kind of a scary thought. Anyway, coupons! Next item, coupons. Now, there's a story here, and you know me, I love to tell stories, so I'll tell you a quick story. When I left Ciba Geigy back in the, when was that? It was like the early 90s. They downsized us. Dude. Anyway, I'd been with the company for a long time, got downsized, was a little distraught. And so a friend of mine said, dude, let's start a web company. And I'm like, huh? Now, I was all jazzed about the web because what I did for Sigma Geigy at the time was I was an internet consultant and email consultant for them. Now, the word consultant here sounds a little funny. Sounds like I wasn't working for them full time. They had a position called consultant, which was the highest level of technical position you could possibly get. And I had achieved that. So I was at that level, let's put it that way. And I had jumped in there on the internet, which you got to remember back in the early 90s. I mean, the internet came into being when Tim Berners-Lee originally proposed it in 1992. So we're talking really, really early days, okay? Now, I'm not talking about the internet, okay? The internet started as ARPANET in 1968. Totally different thing. I'm talking about the World Wide Web. I want to make that clear, okay? Because somebody will write me and go, Dr. Bill, you're crazy. No. The internet is 68. World Wide Web is 92. I was there. Anyway, the point is that we started this little web company, little startup. And the idea was to design websites for local businesses. Now, at that time, the local businesses all went, web what? What's a website? And they didn't know they needed one. I mean, we were probably 10 years early. Okay? So, okay, we were zealous, we were excited, and we were 10 years early. What can I say? Anyway, the bottom line is, we started designing websites and doing all kinds of things, and it was big fun, but wasn't that successful. But one of the things, my nose keeps itching, one of the things that we talked about in that business was, ooh, let's have internet coupons, where people could just go to the web, find the coupon, print it out, carry it into their local business. We can get businesses excited because we'll have them bringing in coupons. Got to remember, this was before people were actually on the web. Nobody was surfing. So it was a good idea that just was a little too early, like a decade early. Anyway, so I was really kind of, when I saw this particular article, I was like, whoa, coupons, I remember coupons on the web. Well, there's a whole lot of coupon sites now. And Facebook is getting into the couponization of the internet. They're testing it right now. They just have certain markets, I think it's 5 markets, that they're currently doing it in. But I don't know, Facebook? Coupons? Yeah. Something about that just kind of bugs me. And I'm in a frustrated mood anyway, for a great many reasons. I tried green screen chroma key technology earlier today, and it didn't go well. And I'm bummed. So, that leads to a general bummed sense. Okay? So, coupons, I'll be real curmudgeonly today. Ah, get off my lawn. Anyway, next item. Here's one to really get frustrated about. Superman is going to renounce his American citizenship in the next issue of Action Comics. Now, Superman started with Action Comics number 1. Back in 1938. And now here he is, 900 issues later, renouncing his American citizenship. This is the Superman that I grew up with. This is the Superman that I watched on TV with George Reeves going, truth, justice, and the American way. And he's renouncing his American citizenship. Hope I didn't get any spit on my camera. Anyway. I'm not happy about this. DC Comics and the commies too. As I mentioned the thing, bound to be some commies in there behind it. Anyway, so at the very end of my little tirade here, I say, who's next? Captain America? Oh yeah, he's dead. Mah! If you're going to have a bad mood, enjoy it. You know, just go, yes, I'm having a bad mood. Anyway, I'm not happy about it. Now, I'm not saying boycott anybody or any of that mess. You know, a lot of people are talking about doing that. I just don't get into boycotting things. I tend to think it hurts the people that weren't responsible in the first place, while the idiots that actually are responsible are insulated from the whole boycott issue. I really am kind of ticked off about it, though. Ha ha! Okay, next item. Ubuntu 11.4 is out. Yes! It is the version called... I'm looking for it in the article, and I'm not seeing it. Oh, well. The next one... The next one is going to be the Oneric Ocelot. They have these little funny names they call things. I don't know why. Just fun. Because they're Linux people. What can I say? But this is the first time that they've not called it Ubuntu Linux. They just call it Ubuntu. Ubuntu Desktop. Ubuntu Server. As though it were its own separate thing. So. I think maybe they're trying to get away from the term Linux because... they really want the masses to use it. And the masses hear Linux and go, oh, no. Dudes, it's easy. I mean, really. You can run it from a CD if you want to try it, and it just works. And the new Unity interface is pretty cool. So, anyway, it's simpler. It's kind of cleaner. Oh, there it is. Natty Narwhal. I knew if I looked at the article long enough, I'd find it. The Natty Narwhal. Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to say anything about that. Whoa! I'm going to say, Ira, that annoys me sometimes. And that is the drum roll for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Quick Encrypt. As long as I'm in a kind of a slightly bad mood, I'll tell you something else that annoys me. People stealing your information. Arr! Boy, I'm really curmudgeonly today, huh? Anyway, point is, people steal stuff, and I don't like it. You should have your own stuff. Mess with your own stuff. Don't mess with my stuff. It's good stuff that they put in tea. It's referring to a commercial. Never mind. Anyway, the bottom line is, there is an extension that you can get for Google Chrome, which of course is my favorite browser, that will encrypt things. You type in a password, you put your text into the little box, you click the button, and it turns it into garbage. Text that makes no sense, that people can't read in the real world. Yes, or the virtual world. So, if you have like a file with all your passwords in it, like you do that. Anyway, you can encrypt it, and then when you put it on Dropbox, it's encrypted. It's good to go. Even if Dropbox tries to read it, they can't read it. So it's safe. Safe is good. So that's what it's for. Next item. Next item is my son, the Game Master, did a video for his class, and it is geek culture. It's highly geeky and culturally-ness, or something. It's about how to be a ninja. His class assignment was to do a video about how to do something. A lot of people did how to make a peanut butter sandwich. Yeah, you could tell their heart was really in that. Anyway, don't want to offend anybody. The bottom line is that... you know the Game Master, my son Benjamin, he decided he was going to do something fun. So he asked his instructor, can I make it funny? And his instructor goes, okay, but it's got to be how to. So he did a how to be a ninja with his strange sense of humor. And it's funny. So I put it on the website where you could watch it, drbill.cc. It's actually on YouTube as well, but it's easier to find it on my website. Check it out. How to be a ninja. Yes. Next item. Windows 8. Now, Windows 7 is... a lot of people haven't gone to Windows 7. Windows 8 is coming. They're working on it. They're developing it. And Windows 8 is going to have roaming profiles that you can store in the cloud. How weird is that? So in other words, on the Windows Live site, you can store your profile so that when you go from computer to computer to computer, you'll have the same profile. Kind of a cool idea, but I don't know about storing your personal profile in the cloud. Just sounds a little odd to me. A little tricky from a security point of view. And you're storing it on Microsoft's website? I don't know. They'll have to convince me on that one. But it's interesting. As is many things Microsoft does. Last item for this week is another geek culture. This is an animated GIF. You know how animated GIFs work. They just keep looping and looping. They're kind of like the Doctor. They're loopy. Anyway. It's an animated GIF that shows the essential catness. The essential catness of kitties. I have a kitty, which is actually featured in Ben's How to Be a Ninja video. Check that out. I'm serious. You really need to check it out. Anyway, so you can see my kitty there. My kitty is Tiger, and she is a kitty. Yes. So, this little animated thing shows just how kitties are so kitty-ish. It's lots of fun. And then you can actually sit there and watch it go over and over and over until your mind just goes numb. I know, because I've done it. Anyway, that's it for this week. Trust you enjoyed it. Don't forget the GoToMeeting promotion thing. Check it out. Click on it. Use it. You will be impressed. Also, click on all the little ads. We have the GoToMeeting ad. We have the Acronis ad. We have at the very bottom of the page, if you want to go all the way to the very bottom, we even have an ad for GoDaddy. So we got it all out there. So go and click and have fun. And until next time, remember that the Doctor is out of here.